Enough of Elvis, I'm sorry. This is Elvis Presley, because I have done only his gospel music for this special edition of The Bruce Allen Show. It's not really special, but it's special in my heart. Welcome back to The Bruce Allen Show, with Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11. If you want to call us, you can at 805-564-1290 or email at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in sunshine. Or tweet me at Bruce Allen. Speaking of Elvis and his gospel, I'm just wondering, do you think Lady Gaga is coming out with her gospel album anytime soon? Kind of doubt it. Our next segment is Teen Rap with special guest Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years, and he's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live in Westlake Village, California. I would urge you to attend services when he or any of the other pastors, particularly Pastor Sean, are presiding. It is glorious and inspirational. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, it's always a joy being on with you. Thanks for having me again.
It is a joy of mine as well. Just really enjoy it. We recorded last week a special show that'll be coming up sometime in the near future about addiction, and Pastor Drew actually joined me in the studio, and we had... I would literally describe it as a magical time, and when that show airs, we'll give you plenty of notice, and I would urge you to listen because it was quite special. But today we are talking about mixing religions in families. I imagine you must have quite a few members of your church that are mixed religions, and I'd love to just open the topic to you to get started.
Sure. You know, I really loved your column, Bruce. I think not only for you to speak from your heart and your experience, I could tell throughout that you've really thought a lot about this topic, and so
indeed,
it's great, you know, that we can talk about this. Well, I primarily work with high school students who parents are already coming into either the marriage, whether it's the first or second or third marriage, with their faith backgrounds, and so usually I'm working with the high school students and the families in regards to this show when there's two separate parents with separate faith backgrounds. I love what you said in your column about talking to your kids about both faiths and allowing them to know enough about it so that they can make their own decision. And so I really applaud that you've done that in your family. And what I've noticed is when parents don't talk about it, when it's kind of swept under the rug, or it's kind of like, oh yeah, well, that's what we did a long time ago before you were born, or you know, you were a teenager, that's when I see really they're just kind of like a balloon floating in the wind. They've got nowhere to anchor to.
Mm-hmm.
They're just kind of keeping it under wraps, and then the kid has no foundation at all.
No, then the religions they choose, seriously, they choose politics, because a lot of people choose politics and treat it like a religion. They choose partying and drugs and drinking, and that becomes their religion. They choose, in that regard, they choose marijuana, and everything about it becomes their religion. If there is nothing in the home of real serious import in this regard, they will choose secular pursuits.
Sure, sure. And then in a lot of ways, that's where they place their identity. It's no longer either in their family history or their faith background, but rather it's in one or many of those things that you just listed.
Interesting. I must correct you, however, a little bit on... It's not correct you, really, just to clarify. The point of my column was that I came from one place and I ended up going to another. I was more of a believer that you do not bring both religions.
Yep.
And when I married my second wife, she finally convinced me to attend, ironically, and as good fortune would have it, your church. And I sat in your church, as you know, and you introduced that first service and spoke a little bit, but it was basically Pastor Sean's service. And I sat there and I listened to the music. I watched the video and the quality of what I literally just thought of as a production. And with the exception of my particular lack of belief or attraction to Jesus, there was nothing that I heard that didn't speak completely to me. So I was going, why have I always resisted this? And then afterwards, excuse me, I went up and introduced myself to both you and Pastor Sean, and then look what I got from it. A week or two later, you and I were, you know, talking about being a guest on my show.
Sure. And especially, you know, in this case, I think that unfortunately we've separated Judaism and Christianity so much, and we forget that Jesus was Jewish and the early church. I mean, even, you know, the title of your column, A Jew in Church, the early church was predominantly, all of it was Jews in church. And so it's not a huge leap as we look at even this week at Calvary. We're teaching through the book of Judges, which I know is very central in the Hebrew scriptures. But, you know, I do want to say, and I do agree with your kind of original point of view that mixing faiths in a lot of ways can be a recipe for disaster. I'm putting my own language on this now. Mm-hmm. You know, you see throughout the Hebrew scriptures, the nation of Israel worshiping God and the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and God would constantly say, and the prophets would constantly say, you know, don't mix with other communities that worship idols or worship other gods, because then you'll forget who the God of your ancestors really is. And so you see that pattern throughout scripture. They marry into other communities and begin to worship other gods, and then they forget how God rescued them from Pharaoh, delivered them from Egypt, mm-hmm. provided manna for them in the desert. So if there is that choice going into it, you know, and then even in the New Testament, Paul talks about being yoked equally. It's so important, I believe, for faith to match up when it comes to marriage, because it's such a strong foundation of who you are, and especially as you choose to raise a family.
The thing I would like to add to that, by the way, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe everything you just quoted from the Bible has nothing to do with ethnicity or race. It only has to do with observance.
Exactly.
So that there's nothing in it that says you can't marry someone of a different ethnicity or race. It's just the religious differences, and that's what we're focusing on.
Yeah.
We are down to our last minute. I will give you any final words and, of course, remind guests where they could reach you and if you have anything special going on this Sunday we need to know about.
Sure. Well, Pastor Sean is back in town. He was on vacation with his family the last couple weeks, and so we're excited that he's back and he's continuing on in the book of Judges. And I just want to echo what you said, the importance of just talking about it within your family. I've got close family that actually came from different faith backgrounds, and they never talked about it because it was kind of a sensitive subject. And so now they don't practice anything. They're kind of just kind of floating around. Not really much identity there. So if you're in that position where your spouse is of a different faith, just continue to have that open dialogue, and I think God will reward that as you continue to seek.
Thank you again, Pastor Drew. We'll talk with you next week, or are you gone next week? I forgot.
No, still in town next week. Looking forward to it.
Okay, terrific. It's time for a break. Thank you, Pastor Drew. You can call in if you'd like or email me at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N, S like in sincere. This is the Bruce Sallan Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. We'll be back.
Swing down chair and stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy, will I got home.